If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up our day to you and we ask that you continue to bless us. Lead us to be filled with the wisdom that is your gift to us so that we may understand how to lead others to you and we may understand how to live our life and lead others and ourselves in peace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we have our first reading is from the book of Exodus. And when I come upon this reading, one of the first persons that pops into my mind is Father Tom DiLorenzo, who is also heard on this radio program. Father Tom DiLorenzo, when he was at Sacred Heart in North Quincy, he used to have a prayer meeting Sunday nights. And it was really more a gathering of people who would come and listen and basically share with each other. They'd listen to Father Tom and share with each other about their walk with Christ. So that was at Sacred Heart in North Quincy. And he was there for 10 years. And so obviously this prayer meeting lasted for quite some time. And I remember one time he was talking about the time that Moses changed God's mind. And I had never heard that before, not that I'm a scripture scholar, at least it wasn't at the time. I was just new out of the Navy. So he talked about this. And what it is this reading today, which is from the 32nd chapter of Exodus. So what has happened is Moses has received the Ten Commandments from the Lord up on the mountain. If you're familiar with the movie, The Ten Commandments, then you know the scene. And then what happens is the people down below are still waiting for Moses. Now, obviously, this is before electricity, long before, millennia before electricity or telephones. So there's no communication between Moses and the people down below. And in doing so, without there being any communication, there is an easy understanding for people to lose faith. Actually, I should have said misunderstanding, leading people to lose faith. So Moses, remember, was up on the mountain about 40 days. There is, there's the terrible rumbling on the mountain because there is this sign that the Lord's presence is there. And then there are people down below. And if you've seen the Ten Commandments, who is it the one who steps forward? It's Dathan, who was played by Edward G. Robinson. And Dathan is there in the movie. I think the scriptures is a little bit different. And he's the one who's sowing the seeds of doubt. And so what happens is, of course, they build the golden calf. Now, it's important to understand the significance of that. Because we can look at that and say, oh, well, here they are. They're just decided to worship some other figure as God because that's what they were used to in Egypt. You can look at it that, but it's a lot more serious than that. Because what is the Lord doing? He's leading the people out of Egypt. He's leading the people out of oppression. He's leading the people out of slavery. He's leading them out of Egypt. And in doing so, he's leading them away from the paganism of the Egyptians. I remember I've told you before, Dennis Prager in his Rational Bible series talks about Exodus, and he says all the plagues that the Egyptians suffered for the Pharaoh not letting them go are all ways that the Lord is communicating how their gods are powerless, because they all represented some of the gods. And the most powerful god for the Jews was a lamb. So this is according to Dennis Prager. So we see all of that coming together. And then what happens is Dathan in the movie, I think it's a little bit different in the scriptures, but you see this, the people with their doubts being raised saying, no, the Moses is dead. It's all gone. We're now led out into the desert for no reason at all. Let us make a god and worship him, which obviously angers God intensely. And it really illustrates their lack of faith. So all the gold they have, they melt down and form the golden calf. So what happens is the Lord, seeing this, he decides, like he did in the time of Noah, that the people are going to keep walking down this path and there's nothing he can do about it. So therefore, you know, their hearts are hardened. We can talk about that in a minute. Their hearts are hardened and therefore they're not going to change. And so he can strike them dead and bring up a whole new race of people. And it's Moses who changes his mind. Now, I don't know if Moses actually changed his mind. Maybe the Lord was just saying this to see how Moses would react. I don't know. But this is one of the things that Father Tom pointed out. He says, yes, he changes his mind because he says to the Lord, well, doesn't that look ridiculous? He doesn't say it like this. But basically along those same lines, he says, look, people are going to say you led these people out to the desert to strike them dead. And, you know, that's ridiculous. And that is not you. And the Lord decides, speaking to Moses, that he will not strike the people dead. What is it they do? The worst sin of the Old Testament. And we're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. You know, during this time, I'm calling for people to pray because we are spreading the divine word on the AM and the FM dial and digitally through our uplifting podcast. And we believe in the power of prayer. You know how much I believe. You know, someone said that's going to be my legacy. So we are asking for your assistance in prayers so that we can pray for the mission of this program and ask the Lord to lead us where he wants us to be. Your prayers are our foundation. If you feel called to make a monetary donation, obviously we'd appreciate that. And you can do that at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or you can do that at Saint for stanthonyalston.org, or even you can mail that to 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Just write it to Saint Anthony Parish. You know, the other thing you can do, the most important thing you can do besides praying to support the program is to come here and support the parish, is to come here at 10 o'clock a.m. every single Sunday. So if you live in the area, please do that. Together, let's build a stronger community through faith and prayer. Thank you, and may your prayers be answered. Well, it is, of course, this time we're talking about this reading from Exodus. And so the Lord has Moses convincing him, as the way it comes across, convincing him, no, not to strike these people dead who have done the worst thing they could possibly do. Why? You have to understand that the Lord is moving the people to a whole new understanding of God. Now, granted, the Jews have had this understanding since the time of Abraham, the Hebrews at that point, since the time of Abraham. So we fully are aware of that. But now you realize the message of the Jews is to bring the story of monotheism and to bring a deeper understanding of the wisdom of God to the world. Always keep in mind what I've saying yesterday, I believe, was the St. John Chrysostom reminded us that we have a greater role than all the other prophets in the Old Testament, because their role was to preach specifically to the state of Israel, or the state of Israel and Judah. In other words, to the Hebrew people, to Israel, to the Jewish people, depending on which era we're talking about. It's the same people, just different names. And that was their role, to preach and call them to conversion and call them to faithfulness to the message. Our message is to the whole world. So you can see if that succeeded in that they abandoned the Lord and they ended up returning to their pagan ways, that would be disastrous in the long run. You know the story that people will tell you, that the world would have fallen apart long ago, millennia ago, if we did not have the masses that are said every day, and in this case, they're said all around the world. You know that pretty much there isn't an hour in that passes in the world today that there isn't a mass being said. And so we're constantly praying to the Lord. And there's other things that we know that are happening from, we'll say, the Jewish people. One of the fascinating things that I learned is, you know, there was a wire around New York, and must be around other states. And it's something to do with the teaching in the Jewish law. I forget the reason for the wire, but it is there, and it's a form of worship of God. So we have all this reality of understanding this one God, that is our message to the world. And if that was lost at the base of Sinai, all would be lost. And that was what God is trying to explain to Moses. And Moses is saying, you know, almost like the good PR director, well, you know, it's not going to look good, you know, and he literally says it, not so much like that, but he literally says, what are people going to say, that you led the people out into the desert just to kill them? No, that's just not going to work. So anyway, powerful reading that we see from Exodus. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.